go. Blog Talk Radio.
Stewart was Brother Faith Clark. Then on the second, third, and fourth Sunday, I'm at my own church at the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church. My pastor is Pastor Christopher Williams. We have service starts. The service starts at both churches at 11 a.m. each on them on those prospective Sundays. So anytime you got somewhere you don't want to go, you can choose either one. Feel free. You are welcome to come. They are friendly churches with friendly people, and then you will be glad you came. So with that being said, y'all, we will. That's about all I have by way of announcement. Other than saying God bless each and every one of you, and we thank God for you. And I think I see my sister Delphine and Nails in here. Hey, Dale, are you and my sister-in-law Mary Peterson? We thank God for being for y'all. Yeah, I'm glad y'all are here. And I hope that y'all will get an eye-opener what I got to tell everybody tonight. Okay, y'all, buckle your seatbelt. I'm not going to drive it fast, but buckle your seatbelt anyway for what I got to try to explain to everyone on this night. We going to reference. I don't have no Bible in my hand tonight. But I am going to reference it now. I may get a couple of words here or there out of the thing, but y'all bear with me and go research the scriptures out for yourself when I give it to you. I'm going to deal with that two scriptures tonight from John 3, the third chapter, the 16th verse. We're going to do with John 3 and 16, and we're going to deal with John 3 and 17. Those are the two scriptures I'm going to deal with. Now, I'm going to quote these scriptures to you from the head. Excuse me. From the head. Give me a little sip here, y'all. I told y'all I've been in the hospital lately, but it's just breathing. It's had water in my lungs. The doctor took me out. My caretaker don't want me to have no more than 4 bottles of water so a day, so that's kind of difficult, y'all, but I've been trying to stick to it. But at any rate, John 3:16 and 3:17. I want y'all to look at those two scriptures. St. John 3:16 and 3:17. It says, for God, okay, so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. Then 17 says this. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. I want y'all to hear that now. That the world might be saved. Might be. Might be. I'm saying that for a reason, to let y'all catch what I'm saying. Might be saved. And let you know that some perhaps will not be. Because that's how come the writer said, the gospel writer said, that might be saved. Now, brothers and sisters, from those two passages of scripture, first of all, let me say, if I had to use the subject, which I did put it in this here text, on this here particular live stream, I put it in the description, it would be that. God is merciful. Remember that. God is merciful. Now, the reason why I say that to everybody, y'all, that God is merciful, is because I have noticed that when you talk to a lot of people, if they done been in the saved for a few weeks, done been in the church for a few weeks, they tend to forget that. They seem to forget that or somehow realize that they think that God lost all of his saving power when he saved them because they always tell them that everybody else is going to hell. That's not true, people. God is a merciful God. But now, I didn't say he was a pushover. I said he was a merciful God. Now, I'm gonna explain this thing to the best of my ability because Holy Spirit told me to do this tonight, just before Bible study. I didn't even have it time to show me teaching. Let me tell y'all something. God is not willing that any should perish. Don't it say that in John 3:16, don't it? He made preparation to keep man from perishing. Go back to the Garden of Eden, y'all. When we made that big mess out there, that's where the mess was made, in the Garden of Eden. God was still looking out for mankind by keeping Adam and Eve away from the tree of life in their sinful state. God protected us from sin lasting forever by keeping them away from that tree of life. Because, you see, had they went into that, had Adam and Eve got to that tree of life in that sinful state that they were in, sin would have lived forever, y'all. We'd have been in a mess, sure enough. You're talking about in a real mess. But nevertheless, God was protecting the way, even in the garden. How you doing, Sister Jack? Glad you dropped in on us tonight. God was still taking care of business. Then we go on down. If you notice something, that man, after the garden, man became more wicked, 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 wicked. Only more iniquity. He was more evil as time went by. God hated the repentance that he had ever made man. And God said that he was going to destroy man that he had made from the face of the earth. God was finna get rid of us then. But Noah, see that? But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And therefore gave mankind a second chance, even though God destroyed the world with a great flood at that time. Destroyed everybody but 8 people that was on that ark. But God started over with them 8 people to give us another chance. I'm just getting ready to show y'all stuff. This is the God's mercy that he's kept showing us since creation. Now, what is the eye-opener tonight? I guess y'all wondering, right? Have you ever been or heard preachers or teachers, Bible study teachers or whatever, when they say they be talking the good news, but everything they say they be talking about folk going to hell, you're going to hell, you're going to hell, you're going to hell. That ain't no good news. That ain't no gospel. I'm telling y'all this. Don't go. That, when people are saying that, that's not the gospel. That's not the gospel. It ain't no good news when you tell people they're going to hell. The good news is that Jesus died Friday. Got up on Sunday morning with all the powers in his hand. Now he sits on the right hand of the Father. Forever making his intercession for us. He that believes and is baptized, the same shall be saved. Now, that's good news. That's good news we need to be teaching and preaching as teachers. Not yet. People already know that they wickedness. They know they are. But God is merciful, y'all. And also, Zach, I don't know who that you talking to. Hopefully, y'all, I told y'all I can't read that text and that small text and that old women. So I hope y'all texting each other because I can't stop and read it anyway when I'm in the flow. So God is a merciful God. So the good news is God gave us a way out. God gave us a way out. That is the good news. John 3:16 and especially 3:17, Jesus didn't come to condemn the world. He came to save it. Those that might be saved. See what I'm saying? So all that. In other words, God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that through him the world might be saved. Meaning what? We got some people, y'all, going to choose hell. God can't help that. When we, God gave us free will. He gave us free choice. Now, some of us don't make the choice. But let me tell y'all something in case you didn't know. And I'm quite sure some people don't know this. So I'm going to speak it. First of all, you find that in the book of Revelation, you know, the lake of fire, that is the final destination for the wicked. You hear a lot of people say that. But in actuality, that is not true. I didn't say it wasn't the final destination for but it wasn't not true in the beginning. God created the lake of fire for Satan and those sinning angels. That's what the lake of fire was created for. It was not created for us. God never meant for us to go there. But now some of us, we are choosing to go there. That's the key point right there. We are making a conscious decision to go there. But when you start hearing preachers and teachers, and all they do is stand up and talk about who's going to hell, that is not no gospel. That's not no good news. The good news is that Jesus came to die, and if we that believe, he that believes and is baptized, the same shall be saved. Now that is the good news of the kingdom. That is the gospel. God has made all the preparations and has done everything for mankind that no man, none of his creation got to go into the lake of fire. Because it was never meant for us, y'all. It was meant for the devil and those sinning angels. That's who it was for. But now, who can imagine how many people will choose to go to that lake of fire? Now, I know all of us, we can sit, and we got a whole list of names of people that we feel that might end up in the lake of fire. But remember, before you get your list so long, remember God is merciful. You never know when God is going to reach out and save at that last moment. Remember the thief on the cross. Remember the thief on the cross. Jesus stopped dying to save that one criminal because he recognized who he was. See what I mean? God is merciful. So why you got your long list of people that you feel they're going to go to hell? Your name ain't on that list. But we got some of us got everybody else's name on it, but our name is not on it. Let me tell you something. You need to be very cautious that your list don't have more on yours than God got on his. I'm just telling you. Because Jesus came to die. And the beautiful thing about it, Christ died while we were yet sinners. He still died for us. And we were yet sinners. And no, we hadn't got saved. He died for us and we were still in sin. Still doing it up and we saved. But he still died for us. Now, you do not have to go to the lake of fire because it wasn't built for you. I don't have to go to the lake of fire because it wasn't built for me. Nobody has to go. But you can choose to go there. Now, I want to ask y'all a question tonight. Those of you in this hour tonight, think about it yourself. How many times have God reached down and you didn't know how you were going to make it? But somehow, God always came through. At the nick of time, God always came through. Well, y'all, who's to say at the dawning of your day, that at that same nick of time, that God don't spare you out of a burning hell? That's what he did to sleep on the cross. People on the cross that never prayed a prayer. The man, he didn't go to Sunday school. pay no tithe. He just recognized who Jesus was. He said, Lord, I see how you done took all this mistreatment. I see they speared you in your side. They spit on you. They pulled your beard out. I saw all this stuff they were doing to you. And yet and still, you said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He said, you got to be more than a natural man. Ain't no natural man could do that. And he said, Father, when you come into your kingdom, please, Lord, remember me. That's what the thief said. See what I mean? That's the only prayer that man had ever prayed. And it was at the last minute, because he was on the cross dying too. But the thing, the difference was, he recognized who Jesus was. He recognized, and he believed, because he saw Jesus' actions. Jesus refused to act like everybody else. I wish that y'all, we would do that. Amen. I got to say it, dog. I wish we would learn to do that, like Jesus. Stop acting a fool just because everybody else acting a fool. You can't make grown folks do nothing, y'all. I keep telling you that. So stop acting a fool with people and just do what thus says the Lord. In other words, like the thief recognized who Jesus was, and he embraced that. He believed it and he embraced it. Now, see, you can look at it in his face because, see, he moved on that belief. He said, Father, you got to be more than a natural man. He said, and when you come into your kingdom, please, Lord, remember me. Remember me. And the scripture said at that moment, Jesus told him, this day, not tomorrow, but this day, you will be with me in paradise. Now, can't you imagine the man, how he must have felt? His man has been doing all he wanted to do all his life. Got down to the cross, getting ready to get the taste of the lake of fire. His foot was right on the edge of the lake of fire. Jesus saved him at the spur of the moment. Y'all, God is merciful. God is merciful. He don't think like me and you. We don't have, some of us ain't got nothing good to say about nobody else, no way, but ourselves. We don't. When it comes to other people, we ain't got nothing good to say about it. But let us not. We all, well, man, we a peach in a barrel, you know. Let us tell it. We, you know, the lake of fire will dry up before we get in there. You better be careful. You better be careful. But I want everybody to know tonight that the good news is that Jesus died for the sins of the whole world. But you must make a conscious choice. You must recognize who he is. You must accept. You got to first hear the gospel. Ain't talking nobody up there preaching about hell and damnation. That ain't no gospel. The good news of the gospel is that he died Friday. Got up on Sunday morning with all power in his hands. Now he sits at the right hand of the Father with all power in his hand, forever interceding for us. He that believes and is baptized, the same shall be saved. That is the good news of the kingdom. Now, when you are preaching and teaching that, and I tell you, every believer is a preacher to some degree. I ain't talking about you got to have a church. I didn't say nothing about no church. I said every Christian, every believer is an evangelist. You should be able to tell people the hope that you have because of this great salvation. So great a salvation. And let me tell you something, my brothers and sisters. It ain't nothing you doing. It's not about you. You can't do nothing. We can do nothing. We can only yield unto Christ. Christ is the one that done the work. And that's the only thing, that's the only person that God looked at. And it is his son. We, without him, we can do nothing. So I ain't gonna sit when you got your big old notebook out, and every time you think you're doing something great, you put a check mark by your name up. How great you doing? Or you sadly mistaken. That's not gonna get you. That's not gonna get you in. The work of Jesus Christ gets us in. Period. We can do nothing. Without him, we can do nothing. So what all you must do is stop trying to go around and please folks and stop going around here talking about, oh, I'm trying. I'm trying to do my best for the Lord. I'm trying. No, honey, dude, you got it wrong. Rest. See, many men ain't trying to do nothing. I know where my salvation come from. If it was everything Jesus had done, that's where my salvation come from. Many men is at rest. Because I know I'm going to miss the lake of fire. Why? Because he said so. I believe what he said. It ain't got nothing to do with me. God got to save me for what his son did. God got to save me. Because if he don't save me, he will not be honoring what his son did on the cross. Only thing we got to do is accept what Jesus did. We accept that gift, and we automatically got it. We need to go stop sitting around trying to keep a tally of how good we been. Because they know I'm good. All that sin is coming short of the glory of God. That's number one. But thanks be to God. Thanks be to God of Christ who give us the victory. We got the victory in Jesus, y'all. That's where our victory comes from. That's where our salvation comes from. Not because you think you do it. Go and park your car, put down that tablet that you're keeping up with all them good deeds you think you're doing. It ain't nothing wrong with doing good deeds. Don't get me wrong. You do that to glorify God. But that's the only thing, because see, your salvation was bought with the blood of Jesus Christ. And if it's not bought with his blood, guess what? You are not saved. You are not saved. If we didn't do it that way, we are not saved. Because there is nothing, nothing, N-O-T-H-I-N-G, exclamation point, nothing that we can do to get salvation. But it's everything that Jesus did. Jesus paid it all. And that's the only one that's going to keep us out of the lake of fire. Because the lake of fire was not meant for none of God's creation. But some of us are mighty afraid is going to choose to make that part of our destination. But now if you do that, it's not God's fault. Because God has moved heaven and earth, gave us Jesus. He done given us everything to escape the wrath to come. Now if we neglect so great a salvation, who can we blame but our own selves? Some of us, we're looking around at this one over here. We're looking around at people worrying about what they're going to think. Who cares what people think? Honey, call on the name of Jesus and cut the debt and leave it alone. God saved you. When Jesus got on that cross, it wasn't the nails that held him on the cross. The nails did not hold Jesus on the cross. It was his love that he had for us to try to keep us out of hell in that lake of fire. That's what kept him on that cross. So my brothers and sisters, at the close of this, I want to say to all of you, I did not intend to do this Bible study tonight. Holy Spirit directed that at the last minute, told me to do it. That's why I did it. If we are not going to obey the Spirit, then we are teaching, we are so-called teachers. We're supposed to follow the Spirit. I can't get on here and let teach what I want to teach. I got to teach what the Spirit tells me to do. Because the Spirit knows. I don't. And so I thank y'all. Thank those of you that came. Dale, my sister, all of you. Sister Law Mary, Bunny, Helen, Matt, Jackie. Thank all of y'all for being in this house. I don't know who else has been. I can't say who else took a peek. I don't know, but we will say we thank y'all. And every time I have something like this to share, I will let you know. Because it's very often the Spirit will give me something just that quick. He does it a lot lately. So y'all, we're moving fast, y'all, in these last days. And just remember, don't worry. Jesus got paid the price. Jesus paid it all. All we got to do is accept the free gift and walk on into the eternals of glory. Now may the grace of God and the love of Jesus, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, rest and rule and divide with these people henceforth, now and forevermore. Everybody say amen. And I will see y'all hopefully on the same place, same time next week. Be here. I will have the message from the Holy Spirit if the Lord say so. Peace and good evening.